This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Getting up, getting out, or only just getting home? It's Joy Weekend Breakfast.
We're going to talk to our next guest now, Ando. Renowned choreographer and tap dancer. Welcome to Joy Weekend Breakfast, Chris Horsey.
Oh, hello. Welcome. Thanks for having me.
Chris, thanks for joining us this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Oh, that's cool. How are you? We're very, very good this morning. Very good. Now, we know you've got an important engagement at 10 o'clock this morning with your four-year-old son. So we want to talk to you all about dancing. Now, Chris, the first question I've got to ask you, is there a show in Australia that you haven't choreographed or danced in?
Yeah, there's many. Fortunately, we are blessed in this country with a thriving musical theatre and theatre scene, and that makes it possible for lots of us choreographers to work. But I've also been very blessed to be a part of a lot of groundbreaking musicals in this country, as well as sharing the workload. So I'm very, very fortunate to be part of a thriving musical theatre a culture.
Now, let us go back to the very beginning. How did you get into dance, Chris?
Oh, it's classic, isn't it? My mum was a dance teacher, so I would... I know, it's awesome. It's just the classic story, and I lived and absolutely breathed it my entire life.
Oh, wow.
And I'm very grateful for it, because who would have thought, you know, all 300 years later, still making money from teaching and dancing and performing and choreographing. And I really owe my mum absolutely everything. Her name's Kay Horsey, if you're listening, mum.
Oh, Kay,
hello.
Thanks for...
Good morning to you, Kay, and thanks for putting Chris through his paces as a kid. So, Chris, what did you do? Did you do a classic like tap and ballet and that sort of thing?
Well, mum was very wise to push me into training in every single dance form, and I hated ballet, for instance. I hated it. Yeah. I never wanted to go to ballet. I absolutely love tap dancing.
The shoes are a bit uncomfortable, aren't they, in
the
ballet?
The shoes are uncomfortable, and, you know, in the middle of winter when you're wearing a pair of tights in a very, very cold, dusty scout hall on the Gold Coast, it's just not comfortable for this young boy who's watching all his mates in their soccer outfits and their football outfits. And I'm thinking, why do I have to do this? Why do I have to wear tights and wear cold ballet shoes? But I thank her so much, because it's really given me the groundwork to be, to have the longevity in my career. Because classical ballet really is, the basis and the groundwork for all dance, really. But really, my first love is tap dance, even though I do choreograph and perform in musical theatre shows like Chicago and West Side Story. But tap dance is my biggest love. And I love sharing tap dance with as many people as possible.
So, Chris, we were talking yesterday, and you told me that you won a competition and you were going to get awarded your prize by a very special dancer. It was set up that way.
True. My mum entered me in this international dance competition when I was 12 years old, called the Fred Astaire International Tap Championship.
Yeah.
And we flew across to New York. And as a 12-year-old, I'd never been on a plane before. And the first time I go on a plane, I'm flying from Gold Coast to Sydney, Sydney to Hawaii, Hawaii to LA, LA to New York, and then reverse. It was thrilling. But look, I won. In my age group, I won. And that made me the world champion tap dancer for my age group at the age of 12.
Isn't that phenomenal?
It was called the... Look, I was so thrilled to win. And
worth the flight, then.
It was at the prestigious Waldorf Astoria in New York.
I love that.
Fred Astaire himself was supposed to be there to present me with my award. And he was too sick. He was very late in his life and career. This was 1984, so everyone's doing the maths now.
Yeah.
1984 as a 12-year-old. And he was just I think he died in 87. So he was really in his later years, and he was supposed to present me my award, but he unfortunately was too sick. And, you know, as a 12-year-old, I'd grown up on Fred Astaire movies with my mom, but I really don't think I would have appreciated the impact as much as my mom. I think to have my, to be in the same room as Fred Astaire, my mum watching her son be presented an award, I was just more disappointed for my mum than anything that Fred Astaire himself wasn't there.
Yeah. It does whiff a little bit of pageant mum, though. I'm sorry. Like, my mum entered me at 12 years old, flew from Australia to New York, and she was in the room. Was she a bit sort of full on like pageant mum?
Absolutely not. I mean, if anything, the opposite. Mum, I was always working so hard and still, to this day, to seek approval from my mum. And my mum, you know, God, I love my mum, of course, and she's made me into the great person I am today, but she would always just give, you know, that was good.
So, Chris, tap dancing kept you going. You were one of the then originators of the legendary Tap Dogs.
Yeah, that's right. Look, I worked on the concept of industrial-style tap dancing with a lot of the boys at that time, back in the early 90s, and you know, we were part of a zeitgeist, really. We did, as a result of the work that we did towards wanting to tap dance wearing jeans rather than wearing formal top hat white trousers, tails, which was the norm back then. Trousers and collared shirts, and that's what you used to wear back then. And we really sort of revolutionized the way tap dancing was done and seen at the time. But so we did Hot Shoe Shuffle. David Atkins saw what we were doing. He really wrote the show Hot Shoe Shuffle around what we were doing. And that ended up going all across to West End and around the world. And then we did Tap Dogs, which went around the world as well and took me back to New York and performed on Broadway. But we were really part of a zeitgeist. You know, we didn't know what other people were thinking at the time. And at the time, if you remember, there was Stomp, which isn't tap dance, but very industrial percussive. Yeah. There was River Dance, there was Blue Man River Group, Dance. There was Tap Dogs, there was Hot Shoe Shuffle, there was all these big percussion shows of the 90s of which we were part of this zeitgeist.
Phenomenal. And it's amazing how tap dancing has managed to keep going through the generations, because it's still very popular now. Chris, one more thing is that I know you're doing some choreography still. Have you got any shows coming up at Christmas time?
Look, I have been asked to choreograph the opening number for Joel Creasy and Reese Nicholson's Christmas cabaret extravaganza. So
how hilarious.
I'm wow.
Really looking forward to that.
A couple of old wooden bookends.
Well, I'll see what I can do with them. But I really love teaching people how to tap dance, and it doesn't matter how old you are or what experience or not experience you have, you can always learn to tap dance. And I like to prove to people that there's a reason we say tap your troubles away. There's a real, not clinically proven, but there's certainly a proven theory that tap dancing is great for your mental health, and not only your physical health, but your mental health. It really is. And that's what I love sharing with people.
Chris, it's been great talking to you. We're out of time. If people want to see about your career or hear any more about tap dancing, will they jump onto your social media account?
Oh, of course, please. Well, look, I my dance studio is called Accelerate Arts, but I don't spell it normally. I spell it like the kids, you know, the letters X, L, R, and the number 8, accelerate arts.com. You know, it's fun to type in, accelerate arts.com, and you can, if you want to, you know, find out more or see what we're doing, jump over on accelerate arts.com, and you can see what we're doing there in the world of tap dance.
That's great. Chris Horsey, thank you ever so much for joining us this morning. Enjoy the rest of your day, and enjoy the special event at 10 o'clock this morning.
Oh, thank you so much. And thanks for having on me. I love Joy FM.
Cheers.
Keep up the good work.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.